Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland on a sunny but chilly Friday afternoon. Welcome. So much to talk about today. Boy, I didn't know what I was going to do last night. Flip back and forth between the two town hall meetings, record one, watch the other. I ended up having to work my other job, so I recorded both of them so I could watch both of them. What can I say? Stark differences between the two candidates, stark differences between the two shows. The ratings are in. The ratings, in fact, are in. It turns out ABC and Vice President Biden were the winners. ABC drew 12.7 million viewers. NBC and the president, 10.4 million viewers. So it's a difference of just over 2 million folks watching the vice president. I'm kind of surprised at that. I didn't expect to hear those kind of numbers. The other thing that surprised me was there was a University of Pitt student at the town hall meeting with the vice president. I didn't know that at the time. I'm glad that someone tweeted that Cedric Humphrey was, in fact, a University of Pittsburgh student. We tracked him down. He joins us now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Cedric, welcome.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, I just landed back in Pittsburgh. It's been a whirlwind couple of hours, but I'm doing okay.
So wait, when you said you were just landing, so you were just getting back from the town hall meeting?
Yes. Well, ABC actually put me in a hotel last night, and so I flew out early this morning.
So how did this all come about? How is it you ended up being in that audience?
It's actually like a pretty interesting story. So I actually serve as the executive vice president for the University of Pittsburgh's Undergraduate Student Government Board.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, one of the other members on the board was contacted by ABC about a month ago. They were looking for undecided voters to participate in a town hall with both Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And we couldn't find many undecided voters on this college campus right now. So I told them just to give them my information. I ended up turning down the Donald Trump town hall, but when they canceled the debate last week and they scheduled this town hall, I got their call again.
So did you know before you went what you were going to ask?
Yes, they asked us to pre-submit our questions, and I basically knew like right away what I was going to ask.
Now, for those folks who don't know, aren't making the connection, tell our listeners what your question was last night.
So kind of a paraphrasing of my question. It was,
sure.
Many people believe that the true swing demographic in this election is going to be black voters under the age of 30. But it's not going to be because they'll be voting for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. It's going to be that they're either going to vote for Joe Biden or they simply won't vote at all. And I've been thinking those same things myself, having those same conversations with my friends, my roommates. And so I asked former VP Biden, besides you ain't black, what do you have to say to young black voters who feel like a vote for you is a vote for a system that continually fails to protect them?
And what did you think? How did you feel about his answer?
I mean, you know, his answer was kind of exactly what I expected. He didn't say anything really new that I haven't heard in previous speaking engagements, in previous town halls, in previous debates. But I do think one part of the question that really stood out to me, or one part of his answer, was his like sincerity in wanting to speak to me after. His campaign got my phone number, and I talked to them late last night, and they're really interested in connecting again so that he can continue his answer. So that meant a lot to me.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Say that again. So after the show, they reached out to you because he wanted to talk with you afterwards?
Yes.
And so that's the part we didn't see.
Yeah, that's the part nobody knows, I think. But
wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to hopefully speak with the Biden campaign again on Saturday.
Oh, isn't that interesting? So yeah, are you still undecided? Are you still thinking you may not vote at all?
You know, I have my ballot all filled out upstairs in my room. I was always going to vote in the election. I was just going to leave the presidential candidate box blank. But I do feel like I have a duty to this country and to this democracy to vote for Joe Biden, so I will be doing that.
So let me ask you a question then. How common is that sentiment among voters your age? Because you are how old?
I'm 21. I'll be 22 in December.
Okay. So how common is that sentiment among voters your age, do you think? Conflicted.
I think it's rather common, and I know I'm kind of an anomaly. I'm on a college campus. I'm a political science major, so I'm always talking with people who are heavily engaged in politics and very knowledgeable. But I do think that a lot of young voters truly just feel like the status quo that we have in our federal government right now isn't, one, up to par, and two, that it's not really a reflection or representative of the true feelings of the American people. And it's very hard to consider your vote as using your voice when you come from a demographic of people that's voices have been completely muffled for the last 300 years. And so I think there's a lot of lack of faith in the political system right now from young voters.
Well, Cedric Humphrey, you're in trouble now because we got your phone number. I'm going to follow up with you and see if you, in fact, hear from Joe Biden over the weekend. And we're going to update this story next week. Thanks so much. I'm glad we got you just as you got off the plane. This is what we call breaking news. Appreciate you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much for reaching out. It was great talking to you.
You too. Have a good afternoon.